Gerald Lucas here with another installment of Ask Gerald, where you get your real estate questions answered. Today's question comes from Hillary. Hillary writes from Washington, D.C. And Hillary writes, Gerald, you previously mentioned some of the disadvantages of reverse mortgages. Are there any advantages? Well, that's a great question, Hillary. Yeah, there are certainly benefits and drawbacks to reverse mortgages. Typically, when you see a commercial about reverse mortgages, they're only talking about the benefits, and it's usually told by, you know, a trusted celebrity. But obviously, there are benefits and drawbacks. What I'm going to do now is give you three benefits and three drawbacks of reverse mortgages. And before I start, to make sure we're on the same page, let's define what we're talking about. So a reverse mortgage is a type of home equity loan sold to homeowners who are 62 years old or older. And the first benefit is the fact that a reverse mortgage allows a homeowner to convert part of the equity in their home to cash payments. So that's certainly a benefit. A second benefit is that those cash payments are not taxable. So they're not taxable, and you don't have to, they're not going to affect your Medicare or Social Security benefits. That's a second benefit. And a third benefit is that with reverse mortgages, typically you don't have to repay the loan until you sell the home, move out of the home, or die. So those are three benefits to a reverse mortgage. Here are three drawbacks. The first drawback of a reverse mortgage is the fact that you never get the full value of the loan. So you're charged the full value, but you never get actually receive the full value, full payment of the loan. A second drawback to reverse mortgages is the fact that the interest rate on the loan tends to be higher, as do the fees and costs associated with it. So I'm talking about origination fees, appraisal fees, service fees, etc. Those fees and interest rates tend to be higher. And a third drawback to reverse mortgage is the fact that although you get the cash payments, you're still on the hook for other costs associated with owning the property. For example, you still have to continue paying property taxes and insurance and maintenance. And if you fail to, for example, pay the property taxes or the insurance, it can trigger a default, which means if you default, you could potentially be foreclosed on, which is something that a lot of people, you know, don't know. If you don't pay the property taxes or insurance and it results in a default, you can actually have your home foreclosed on. The moral of the story, though, Hillary, is that you really got to do your homework before you make any important financial decision, because ultimately, you're the one that's going to have to deal with the consequences of it. But thanks for your question, Hillary. For more real estate information and tips, visit my blog at geraldlucas.com. I'm Gerald Lucas, and I'll see you again soon.